Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz. Founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals, Team Quizmatics, KMX for short, and welcome to another AM with another WKMX Positive Power Meeting. So if you're joining us for the first time, welcome indeed to our KMX Morning Meeting for the Success Modern Entrepreneur, and I'll get our day started off right with a question. Have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? And listen, there's only really one way to start any day, really, guys. And that's just positive, because we do have a day, and you know, and nothing's ever promised tomorrow today, and that is just so true. So have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? And, you know, let's think about the elements involved with success. We know there's so many people out there, ourselves included. You know, we have these goals, we have these grand dreams, we have these grand, you know, aspirations. We have things that we're accomplishing. We have things that we're, you know, that we're prospering and moving to the next level of prosperity on. But have you started your day in a positive way? What is the very first action required to find success throughout the course of each and every day, regardless of what you're doing? And, you know, it's just as simple as just waking up. You know, when we wake up, we are so blessed. You know, we're so fortunate, we're so blessed. And I'm going to tell you something, guys, that is a reason, man. Just be appreciative of this phenomenal life that we have, the phenomenal chance. Each day, every second is a second chance at a great day, at a great life. And each and every day, just the very first element of success is just succeeding in just being, you know, just being. And just waking up is, you know, that is the very first essential key towards manifesting anything, you know, and taking those dreams to the next level. So if you've woken up this morning, pat yourself on the back, have a big smile on your face, and honestly, you know, I mean, just be appreciative, really. Ultimately, just be appreciative, you know. Be appreciative, gratitude, happiness. These are the things that we strive for in success. Get our day started right. Simply waking up is the very first action of success. And anything else you put into it, it's a bonus. So I say, wake up with a purpose. Waking up with a purpose is how I even like to phrase, you know, waking up, you know, mentally for myself. That's how I like to frame it. You know, waking up with a purpose. And what is indeed our purpose? Just waking up in life in general. I mean, we each have a unique, special, and blessed purpose. We are original. We are one of a kind. We are literally one in a million. There was only one egg, and there were several sperm when we came into existence. And we are literally a one in a million. So, guys, I'm going to share something with you. Have you started your day in a positive way? Absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt. And, guys, that is just a great reason to smile. It's a great reason to feel great. And, you know, this program is not just about, you know, positivity, it's also about power. You know, it's positive power meetings. So now I'm going to give you some wonderful stuff that you can use to just retain, to maintain, and to grow your personal power. And it all starts with the most valuable person in any of our lives. Guys, you may not notice, but there is a person who is so valuable to you. There is a person who is so extremely valuable to you. And their opinion counts. Their actions count. Their actions help us. Their actions can hinder us. And it's important to always connect with that MVP of ours, because that MVP, they know us so much better than we know ourselves. You know, everything that we do is reflected in them and vice versa. And this MVP is just so valuable. Now, I know we have people that we are very close to, you know, in life. We have people that we're very close to in life. But trust me, there's no person that you need to be closer to than the person we're going to visit next. So right now, I'm going to take a walk over to one of my favorite places. It is the Mirror. Feel free to take a walk with us, and I have some wonderful accompanying theme music. I know this seems kind of silly, but it's a really good thing to be able to be appreciative of just today and just having that smile and that good attitude and that great feeling of gratitude just about being, you know, being alive today and having this chance and this opportunity is just so refreshing. So when we connect with our MVP, we want to make sure that we, you know, reflect the good attitude as well. So it couldn't hurt. So I'm going to give you my little theme music, even as silly as it sounds. And feel free to take a walk over to the Mirror to connect with your personal MVP. So here we go. And if you are now in front of the mirror, you are connected directly in front of your personal MVP, and you may just notice that that person looks very familiar to you because it is it's you. It's you. You are your personal MVP. And, you know, the reality of things are we're born alone. We'll eventually die alone. We have a lot of people that are influential in our lives. For example, our parents, our mothers who nurture us into existence and take care of us, you know, and during our infancy and whatnot. But as we go through life and we step closer towards aspirations, you know, desires, thinking about the things we want in life and getting those things, the most important person's idea of the type of person that you are is a person standing right there before you. That person standing right there before you, what they do, their actions take what you get, and that is truly your best friend. And as silly and as simple as it sounds, and as basic as it is, the truth of the matter is, that person staring back at you is a warrior. I mean, they are really a winner. They have toughness. They've shown you throughout the course of your life. I mean, I could break it down, go into it, you know, in particular details, but they have shown you that they are willing to fight for you. They have been there with you through the greatest trials, tribulations. You're still here. Today is only an accumulation of yesterday to the past, and today is really a very, 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 very special day. A very special day for you to connect with your personal MVP, because that personal MVP, they remember all of those dreams, all of those ambitions, all of those desires, and that personal MVP of yours also knows. They know that you can do it. They know that you can make this happen, and they are the ones who are willing to fight for you more than anything else. And it's important to kind of know that person, get to know yourself, become your best friend, see yourself reflected as a reflection of that which you strive to become. And one of the greatest things to do is to be able to communicate the most positive communication, the most concrete and powerful communication. Actions speak louder than words. Just like we wake up each day, that's louder than just, you know, a dream about waking up, actually waking up, because now you actually have a chance to actually attain things. So actions speak louder than words. And what I like to do right now is just connect eye to eye with your personal MVP, all right, and acknowledge them as your personal MVP. Let go of any hang-up that you may have over, let it flow. Acknowledge that person staring back at you in the mirror as your personal MVP. They are literally the most valuable person in your entire existence. And give them credit for it, you know, and don't feel some type of way about offering them that respect and honor. Your personal MVP, let's connect with them eye to eye. The eyes are the window to the soul. Definitely helps out tremendously for us to be able to lock eyes with our personal MVP, you know, and connect with that person. All right, and then smile. A smile is worth 1,000 words. And that smile really emanates our attitude about ourselves, about others, how we feel about ourselves and others, and, you know, and what type of person that we truly are. So take a look at that wonderful MVP of yours with that smile on their face. And do they reflect that? I mean, do you see it in their posture and their attitude? The smile actually reflects the attitude and the posture as well. It also speaks of gratitude, happiness, contentment, and take a look at your personal MVP. I mean, that smile definitely also does a phenomenal job of enhancing our attraction, making us more appealing, making us more open and friendly to converse. And these are the elements involved in really, really awesome attraction marketing. So understanding that being able to smile will attract the type of success towards you that you are looking for. You know, you're looking in a successful life, you're looking to have happiness. You're looking to have you're looking to have happiness. You're looking to be content. You're looking to be successful. You're looking to have the body language of being able to address people eye to eye with that smile on your face. And it all becomes being worked on each and every day through repetition, through wonderful routine, and just by actively, giving it a shot. So it's really good stuff. When you smile at yourself, notice you'll have that warm feeling that takes over you. That is actually your body releasing endorphins. Endorphins have wonderful healing properties, scientifically proven. It's so interesting that just simply conveying a simple gesture as a smile could do so good for you physically, and and emotionally, spiritually, and success is often a matter of just being able to see what it is that you are looking to be and see it in yourself, because there's many different directions, angles, avenues anybody could be going. But basically, it all starts with that subtle, quiet, confidence within, and the building of that, and the reinforcement of that, and consistent action, and everything just falls right into place. So that's a great way to get our day started. Make sure that you're in a positive frame of mind. Make sure you have that wonderful smile on your face. Get the most out of yourself. The most out of yourself is reflected in that smile. That smile reflects your attitude, your gratitude, and everything in between. And it's just such a wonderful thing to do for yourself, to get yourself accustomed to being in the mode that you want to be in for your own personal success. And that's being attentive, being in position to win, having that, having an attitude of success and winning, and just giving yourself all of that chance to attract that into your life. So outside of that, let's just connect with our MVP one more time. I'm going to go through five affirmations that I like to say. Really connects us to our greater values, our greater purposes, gets us on track, and really, really gets us psychologically in tune with the direction that we need to be in to find anything extra as far as success we're looking for, past just waking up and having this phenomenally blessed life, which, trust me when I tell you, is more than enough. I'm so grateful for having a great life, wonderful people, in my organization, in my family, and the people that I meet every single day get a chance to help. I feel tremendously blessed, to have this wonderful life of abundance. And trust me when I tell you, if you're listening to this program, if you woke up this morning, you have just as much to be happy, grateful, and appreciative of as myself, if not more. And to me, that's what it's really all about, just sharing that with you, having a good feeling about yourself, your chances, and your opportunity to succeed is really what it's all about, and having a wonderful routine with a winning mindset. This is great stuff. Only great things happen from it. And let's get into these affirmations. Affirmation number one. And when we say these affirmations, I'm going to say them once. I'll say them a second time so that you guys can join in the conversation. We want to get our personal MVP involved in the conversation. Like, I like to take a look in the mirror, see that reflection, get those affirmations out there, get those lips moving from them, and we both confirm it together, get that into the universe. And then we connect on that purpose. And remember that person staring back at you, they know your dreams, your aspirations. They know the darkest things that you've ever been through. They've seen you exercise greatness. They've been a part of that. Guys, that person staring back at you in the mirror knows all the secrets. They have all of the secrets. They know about the potential. You know about the potential in them. Connecting on both levels is just extremely powerful. So let's get this thing started. Affirmation number one, just getting our day begun. Today will be my day. today will be my day. And that is just such a positive and powerful affirmation, because we only get one day at a time, and today is truly the only day that really counts. So let's make today the best day that we possibly can make it. Let's do it with a smile on our face. And if that's not positive, guys, I don't know what is. So remember, always, today will be my day. Oh, man, that is just a wonderful reason to smile right there. Let me move on to affirmation number two. Have something else equally as important to share with you. Affirmation number two, I am the best me that there is. I am the best me that there is. Absolutely, positively, there is literally nobody else possible on this planet to portray a better you than yourself. Acknowledge yourself as being the best version of yourself that there possibly is. So forgive ourselves for any of the shortcomings or things that we've beaten ourselves up for before in the past. All right. We are literally the best person that we could possibly be, mistakes and all. And that's good enough. And every second is a second chance at a great life, which means that each day we have a chance to improve and be a better us than we were the day before. And that's just a great thing. So remember, you are the best you that there is, always, absolutely, positively. Another great reason to smile. And you can see it look at your MVP right now. You know, they probably have a smile on their face. That's what they should have. That's a wonderful thing. And it should be growing. So let's get this positive momentum going. It's called enthusiastic momentum. Affirmation number three. This one is also extremely key. I am a winner. I am a winner. I am a winner. And when you say that affirmation right there, it just connects you to the true nature of who you truly are. I mean, you really are a winner. You were born a winner. You were born phenomenal. You were born amazing. You have everything inside of you to maintain that stature. And as long as you keep on waking up each and every single day, you're still winning. You're still winning. So you are a winner. Connect with your just the nature of your being as being a winner. All right. And that is another awesome and fantastic, phenomenal affirmation. Make sure you connect with your MVP on that. I'm telling you, that power is starting to grow. When you guys start connecting and coming together and start merging forces, you know, you with your MVP, believe me, it's a powerful thing. You can get the most out of yourself and be your greatest motivation. Tune out the world. Focus on your personal MVP. You guys get together and make that pack, because you're going to run up this thing together and get where you need to go. It's a beautiful thing. Affirmation number four, I'm going to show you some more amazing beauty in these affirmations. Affirmation number four, I know I can do it. I know I will. I said I know I can do it. I know I will. I know I can do it. I know I will. This affirmation is so awesome because it is absolute validation. It's validation and reinforcement for the true nature of our capabilities. There is nothing we cannot accomplish that we put our minds towards. And so remember that. A lot of people, they put words like can't, or they limit themselves. Do not limit yourself. I know I can do it. I know I will. That MVP of yours can definitely do it. They can definitely dig it. Trust me. So connect with them. That's four of these affirmations. And here's the last affirmation. Affirmation number five, just the joy and a privilege and a blessing and an honor just to be alive. Affirmation number five is God will be with me. He always has been, and he always will be. God will be with me. He always has been, and he always will be. Guys, if you are not connected and saying those affirmations with us, you're doing yourself such a disservice, because I'm going to share something with you. There is so much power right there. And no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance, no matter what we've been through before in the past, God has always been there for us. He's been there for us. He's seen us through, and he'll see us through whatever we're going through right now. And if we're really serious about getting where we need to go, he'll see us all the way to there, to our destination. And it all starts with just us and just acknowledging, giving him that little bit of appreciation, because there's certainly going to be circumstances, there's certainly situations and circumstances people have been through that are far worse than us and have had whatever it is that they wanted to have or had a great life. And that's what we want. We want to use it as affirmation. We want to, you know, make sure if we're going to give any power away, give it away to the proper authority of that power. The being that gives us life, that gives us the ability to wake up each day, that puts us here with these phenomenal opportunities with our family and the time that we have, the precious time we get to spend with our families. And this awesome and amazing, phenomenal, fantastic, loving, kind, loyal, dedicated, committed, this phenomenal individual that they've made in you, the Most High created you. And you are a product of a greater imagination as well. So just for that blessing, these affirmations put everything into perspective. And mentally now you're prepared. And you should be in a good frame of mind with a nice smile on your face. And I'm going to share something with you. That is all it takes. That's all it takes. Now, once you're at this point, I would definitely tell you that I'm very proud of you. And I'd like to congratulate you on being just a tremendous success already in your physical form and in your flesh. And if you don't know that you're a success, then what are you striving for, right? I want you to begin to connect with your personal MVP more. Spend a little bit more time with yourself. Spend these moments in the morning. Connect them with yourself. Getting into your core values, what it is that you're all about, what it is that your ambitions, what it is that your purpose is. Connect them with yourself in a positive way and constructive way. Grasp that positive vibration, that positive feeling, and know that people are no more than a reflection of ourselves. And when we get out there in the world, that same feeling that we got when we had that smile that created a natural reflex in us to smile, that same warm feeling that we developed in ourselves when we smiled, that same confidence that we had in ourselves when we saw ourselves eye to eye without back, you know, correct and posture, and just that wonderful wonderful smile and vibration, that is what life has to return to you. And there is where you'll find your yeses, and there's where you'll find your successes. And impact in the world with the greatness that is you. And that greatness can be found within you. I've saved that word for this part right here for a reason. If you're joining us on the program, I believe in universal oneness, absolution of purpose. I believe that everything happens for a reason, and there is a reason that you are listening to this WKMX Positive Power meeting right now at this particular moment and heard me say that, what I just said, and I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it a little bit different this time. but the bottom line is that you have greatness within you just in being yourself, because there's literally only one of you, literally, and for a purpose. So everything comes together, and it's all right there in you. We want to see greatness and success. What we want to do is we want to unlock more of our own personal potential. That's ultimately what we want to do, guys, and I'm going to share it with you. It is so much more simple than many people think. Let's begin with maintaining and being able to smile, being able to see things in our proper perspective. I say that life is about perception, and with a change of perspective comes a change of position, and with a change of position comes a change of perspective, which means that things look different from the bottom than they do from the top, all right? But there was a journey to getting there, and it can all start just mentally with acknowledging that things look different from point A than they do from point Z. So remember that there's always options, and those are all contained within who that personal MVP is that you connected with today. Guys, that is awesome. That is reassuring to me. I hope that you guys are connected on the message that I'm weaving together here for you guys. Everything that you need is right there with you. Just give yourself credit. Keep on walking in the direction that you're walking. And for any higher levels of success that you're looking to attain, try to follow some of the stuff I'm going to be sharing with you right now in this portion of the program. This is where I get into the four keys to success. But before I get into that, let me get into your choices of you that you have and your perspective and how that can change with your position and how you feel about your perspective and your attitude towards your perspective can transform everything. So there's two things that you can, ways you can see the glass at in life. That's what they always say, right? They say you can see the glass as half full, or you can see the glass as half empty, right? And some people will see the glass as half empty, right? And they'll basically be pessimistic for the most part. And other people will see the glass as half full, and they'll be a little bit more joy, a little bit more happy and appreciative, right? But even though life's about choices, we don't want to live a life of limits. And you shouldn't be limited because you have unlimited potential. So rather than see my glass as half empty or half full, why not see your glass as abundantly overflowing? Isn't that a way better picture? It certainly is. Because I don't want to, if I like what's in the glass, then I want to, you know, I'm going to want more. So I'd rather have a glass that's abundantly overflowing than one that's only half full. And that's a far better picture. And then when I think about it further, why should I drink out of a glass when we could drink out of a chalice like a king and queen in a palace? And that's, man, I'm telling you, man, like if I'm going to drink and my glass is overflowing, abundantly overflowing, I might as well drink from the best. You follow what I'm saying? And then I'm thinking about it even further, like, why would I want to drink from this chalice when I could bask beneath the waterfall of abundance and have more than enough? And too much of everything, you can have too much of everything. There are people who are living in tremendous excess within this country and around the world. But what is it that we ultimately want to have an excess of? I would like to have an excess of happiness, peace of mind. I would love to have an abundance of time, even though it's only limited. We have but so much time to get the most out of it is important for us. But you definitely want to get the most out of the time that you do have to have the quality of life that you want. And anything extra beside what you've earned, I would say that that's a great reason to just be appreciative, humble, and have gratitude. So for anything extra that we want, that extra level of success, it's important for us now to understand we have to step outside of just our mentality about a good attitude about waking up and things and having a good positive image of ourselves. Now we need to step into action mode. But what is it that we actually have to do in order to find success? What level of energy are we going to have to really be able to attain the levels of success that we're looking for? We have to match the energies with the universe. We have to elevate our values to align with our goals and objectives. And what are our goals and objectives? Well, let me give you guys four keys to success. You guys can apply these things in any direction you want to apply them. They're awesome things for you to know and a great way for you to get yourself on the go. And that means making things happen, becoming a go-getter. So key to success number one is commitment. Key to success number two is consistency. Key to success number three, drive. And key to success number four, determination. Let me bring them all together for you. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Notice how when I say them, it's almost like a rhythm. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. And what commitment is commitment is just your dedication. You know, commitment is what are you dedicated towards? You know, make the commitment. Dedicate yourself to something. Number two, consistency. Consistency, the actions that reinforce that dedication, that commitment. It's easy to say that you're committed to something. Do your actions reflect that? Your actions, which everybody can see, your physical actions, dictate the commitments that we have. So, guys, consistency is very powerful. It's very powerful. Person says that they want to lose weight and they're going to go on a jog every day and they're jogging every day and you see them, you know, a month later or a month and a half later and they're looking great, but you also notice that they're jogging every single day and you see them jogging every single day, you know, that says everything about that commitment that they made. So that's important. Key to success number four, excuse me, number three, pardon me. Key to success number three, drive. And I'm not talking about the keys to your car right now. I'm not talking about the keys to your car. Drive is an infusion of inspiration, motivation, a little bit between your passion, a little bit between your pain. You know, what things you can't afford to live with in life and what things you're extremely passionate about life in life. And are those things that make you feel some sort of way, you know, that you're connected to, things that are personal to you, the well-being of your children, or your parents, or your spouse, perhaps even, you know, your financial future or uncertainty in a financial future or a need for you to, you know, do something for some financial reasons. I'm not exactly sure, whatever it is that, you know, that you struggle with. But, you definitely want to think about these things. They'll motivate you. They'll cause you to go into action mode. And passions, you know, what are you extremely passionate about? What would inspire you? What just, you know, naturally, you know, gets you fired up, you know, because one of the key things is when it is very difficult to be and maintain in consistency, and drive is very essential for being consistent, because you're going to have to come back to that point over and over and over again. All right, why am I doing this? Okay, I need to get this thing going. You know, so that's your motivation, your inspiration, your drive. And lastly is determination. Determination is just the mindset of completion, you know, that commitment that you made, that dedication that you have. You want to see that, you know, you want to see what you want out of it. And you want to get to, you know, to some sort of end point. And determination is just that grit that you're going to need to just to be able to make that happen. So determination is a very important key to success. All the keys to success are thoroughly important. And just remembering that life is not designed to give you what the heck you want. It's not designed to give you what you need. It's designed to give you what you deserve. And we live in a physical plane. So we only have but so much time in a day, and there is nothing more valuable. There is no more commodity that we have more valuable than ourselves, that personal MVP of ours. We can make it happen from wherever we are, whatever situation or circumstance we're in. If we're working at 9 to 5, we can come up with a couple of extra minutes a day to dedicate towards ourselves, to get closer towards those goals, dreams, and aspirations of ours. We just have to make a determination that that is important to us, and connecting with our MVP will definitely help us see that. So, guys, once we know our four keys to success and we know that life is definitely going to kick back, it's going to punch back. You know, Mike Tyson has a great quote. He says that everybody has a plan until they get punched in the nose. And I just think that that's a great quote, especially from a boxer, because he acknowledges the fact that, you know, in life every now and then you're going to have to fight. He said he doesn't know the reason why it's like that. It's just like that. Every now and then in life, you're just going to have to fight. So remember what you're fighting for. Remember who's fighting with you. And remember what their goals, their dreams, their aspirations are. And get yourself into a position where your mind frame is sound, intact, harmonious, and at one. You're at peace, happiness. You're walking into greater peace and happiness, and you're willing to take those actions because you are determined, dedicated, committed, driven, and determined to get everything else that you want out of life that you have. And so having these goals, having these dreams, having dreams that transform into goals and aspirations are great things. Actions speak so much louder than words, so make sure your actions are always in tune with everything. And a great way for you to carry the four keys of success into your psychology, I like to use them when I do a physical routine. And now I will invite you guys to all join me for a physical routine right now, in fact. Now, if you'd like, you can run in place or do some light jogging or get in that treadmill of yours. You know, a lot of people have treadmills and whatnot. So you can get on one of those. You can do jumping jacks or, you know, trunk twist or whatever you want to do physical from whatever condition or position that you're in, whatever you're comfortable with. You know, you can even do crunches, sit-ups, you know, push-ups, pull-ups, chin-ups. Got doctor's orders against doing something physical? Hey, do some grin-ups. That's what it's all about, having those, having that smile and that wonderful winning smile, a phenomenal winning attitude, and becoming a success that you truly are. And feeling that way, because you definitely deserve it, because you definitely are. So if you've made it this far into the program, congratulations. You've already definitely engaged in a successful routine. I want to remind you one last thing. Write down some goals for yourself. Write down at least 3 goals each day and prioritize them. Put the first one, the thing of most importance to you, put it at the top of the list. Make sure when you're done writing those goals, execute. execute that first goal, don't stop until it's completed, guys. When you become consistent in your routine of execution, everything else is a piece of cake. So for those who want to join us in this physical exercise right here, connect with these four keys to success. This is the most powerful thing that I use. Just this mantra I came up with, I don't know, developed it sometime after doing, you know, I don't know, sometime a while, a long time ago. But it's been it's always great. I always use it anytime that I'm in an adverse situation or doing something physical to push me to go a little bit further, find a little bit more energy in the tank. Always come back to my four keys to success. There's somebody else out there doing what you're dreaming about. So, guys, let's remember, we're going to have to push back. Life isn't going to present us everything that we want the way we want it. We're going to have some grit, some determination, and some gusto. So I'm getting down here on my mat here. Feel free to join us. All right. And I'm going to give you a customary four count so you guys can join me. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Here we go. Commitment. Consistency. Drive. Determination. One, commitment. Consistency. Drive. Determination. Two, commitment. Determination. There you go, guys. Commitment. Consistency. Drive. Determination. Keep it going. Commitment. Consistency. Drive. Determination. Five. Commitment. Consistency. Drive. Determination. Halfway there. Commitment. Consistency. Drive. Determination. Be committed. Commitment. Consistency. Drive. Determination. Stay consistent. Commitment. Consistency. Drive. Determination. Woo! There you have it in a nutshell. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. You have it all inside of you. Put your hands to your chest. Feel that wonderful beating heart of yours. This is what being alive is all about, guys. This is what it's all about. You can't get this anywhere else. Thank you, God, for giving us this wonderful opportunity to get together on this positive power meeting. And, I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this, guys. This is what being alive is about. We have a life. We have a wonderful opportunity. We are phenomenal, amazing individuals and human beings. If it is important to us, it can be attained. All it is a matter of us having a good, healthy attitude about ourselves, our abilities to accomplish, how we feel about others and ourselves, and having heart. And as long as you have commitment, consistency, drive, and determination beaten through that, and you're willing to put forth the energy and effort, guys, anything can happen, just like that Ellie Goulding song. Anything can happen. So, guys, make it happen. Make it happen. Everything will happen. Everything will happen if you put forth the energy. So, remember, 21 days worth of consistent acts. 21 days. Feel free to join us on our WKMX Positive Power Meeting each and every day, 7 a.m. during the week, 8 a.m. on weekends, of course, or at least on Saturday. So, thank you for joining us on the program. Have a great day.